Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabbosai, a very exciting day indeed as we begin Maseches Pesachim, Pesachim Daf Beis. Just a word on the name of the Masechta. As you probably have noticed, it's not Pesach, it's Pesachim. And the other holiday Masechtas are, Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, they're all in the singular. What's with the plural? So there are a bunch of answers in the Rishonim. As you'll notice later in the Masechta, and I think it's the Meiri who writes, that this Masechta used to be divided into two. That the first part and the last parak used to be what they called in the Gemara Pesach Rishon, and the rest of it, which really mostly deals with the Korban Pesach, was referred to as Pesach Sheni. And I think this is the Tosfos Yontif who answers that actually Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is the reason why it's called Pesachim, because as you'll see, a lot of the Masechta deals with the Korban Pesach, and the din is that if someone is Tameh, or too far away from the Beis HaMikdash, to make it to the Beis HaMikdash by Pesach time, so he has to bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Well, that's a very intrinsic part of the Masechta, so it makes a lot of sense to call it Pesachim, because if you don't make the first, then you make the second. Okay, either way, just a little tidbit over there. Away we go. The daf today is going to, where the Mishnah is going to start out talking about Bidikas Chametz. The entire daf is basically going to center around the first word of the Masechta, which is Or. And the question is going to be, what does Or mean? Does Or mean morning? Or does Or mean nighttime? And we obviously all know this, the spoiler. We all know that the Bidikas Chametz is done at night. But the Gemara is going to, entertain possibilities that maybe it should be done in the morning. So either way, let's dive into the Mishnah. Or la arba asar, at the or of the 14th day of Nisan, botkin es chametz la or haner. So you can check for chametz in your house, right, with the light of a candle. Now, just before we go, I would be remiss if I didn't mention. And obviously, Daf Yom Yishev, we don't usually do this, but the first machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos on the Daf is a significant one, is also very crucial, not necessarily for today's Daf, but in general, is that Rashi and Tosfos argue about the purpose of Bidikas Chametz. What is the point? Now, if you remember, I'm sure you do, we do three things to get rid of Chametz. We are Mevatalit. We do what's called bittul. That's the kol chamir v'chamir that we say after the bedika and before the beer. We also do bedika, and we also do beer, as I mentioned, right? We check for chametz, we burn the chametz, and we are mevatel the chametz. Rashi says, what's the point of the bedika? And he says, shelo yavar alav b'bal yirah u'bal yimatzeh. That you won't violate the isser of bal yirah b'bal yimatzeh. In addition to chametz being usher to eat and usher to benefit from, you're also, there's an extra isser in the chumash called bal yirah b'bal yimatzeh. You're not allowed to own chametz. You're not allowed to possess it. You're not allowed to find it in your house. It literally means you should not see and you should not find. So Rashi says we check the house just to make sure, even though, yes, we're burning the chametz, we're being mevatele, we're declaring that it's ownerless, but we still check because we don't want to violate this iser. Says Tosos, what are you talking about? Right? The Gemara is going to say in a couple of days that someone who does bedika still needs to do bittul, still needs to nullify the chametz in his mind and declare it ownerless. So, and the Gemara says that midaraisa, all you need to do is bittul. So if that's what all you need to do, so what's the purpose of the bedika? Right? What in the world is the bedika for? If to get rid of bal yirah b'bal yimatzeh, all you need to do is be mevatalit, meaning declare it ownerless, as the Gemara will say in a couple of blot. So what's the purpose of the bedika? So Tosfos says, again, without elaborating, it's a fun Tosfos if you want to check it out. But he says that Chazal were nervous that even if you're mevatel chametz and declare it ownerless in your house, if you still have chametz lying around that you didn't check for, and so all of a sudden, you might get up in the middle of the night, you go to the kitchen, you get something to eat, and you open the closet, and sure enough, there's a piece of cake there, and without thinking, you just dive into it. And that's what Tosfos says, right? Shelo yavol la'ochlo. We're concerned. They may come to mistakenly eat it, right, even though you have done bittul already. Okay, either way, that's Rashi Tosfos, and let's now dive into the daf. Or the Arba Asra Borkin and Chametz the Or Aner, right? We do Bidikas Chametz on the 14th, the Or of the 14th, and that's going to be our discussion today. And the rule is that anywhere Chametz has no chance of going. If you have some place in your house where there is no Chametz, there's no way for Chametz to get in, so you do not need to check. So why did they say that you have to check two rows in a wine cellar? And this we're not going to talk about today. This will go to about a week or so. We'll get to this discussion, so we're just going to kind of go through it. Why do they say you have to check two rows in a martev? Because makom shemechnis bo chametz, because that's apparently a place where you would bring chametz in. Beishami omrim beis shuros al pnei kol amartev, beisil omrim shtei shuros v'achitzonos, shein aliyonos, beishami beis... Basil argue in terms of how deep into the wine cellar you have to go. Okay, we're going to leave that aside, and let's go into the Gemara, because it's really, again, like I said, we're going to get to that in a week. My or. What is or? Very, very strange. What is or? Right, Rav Huna is an interesting machlokas, right? Rav Huna amar nagi, Rav Yehuda amar leili. Rav Huna says it's morning, it's light, it's daytime. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Leili, and Rabbi Yehuda said it's nighttime. Right, you might have thought that they mean literally, right? Means light and literally day. And meaning, I mean, not the cause. It's funny because usually leads into a, but they actually don't mean that. So the problem is that the Gemara is going to bring into a bunch of machloksim, a bunch of not machloksim, a bunch of proofs against one or the other. But finally, we'll settle on a couple. But obviously, we'll settle on the ones that say that or means night. But many kaltzalik kadaitach is a funny word choice here. But either way, it seems that they mean literally daytime versus nighttime. So Mesavei, first question, Haboker or Van Hashim Shulchu, meaning, so which one is it? So that's really the question at hand. Is it daytime or is it nighttime? So Mesavei, once I'll ask you a question, Haboker or Van Hashim Shulchu, the daylight became or, and the people were sent back. Yosef sends his brothers back to Yaakov. So Alma Yoriyam Amahu, right? Apparently that implies that the daytime is, or means daytime, right? It became light in the morning and therefore they went home. So Gemara says, no, Miksiv Ha'or Boker, Ha'Boker Or Ksiv, right? The Pasuk says that the morning or, meaning or here is a verb, it became light. But or the noun, right, that we don't, that doesn't necessarily tell us anything. Kamad Amar, just like someone says, Safanahar, just like someone says, like that good morning, that the morning became light. Uch the Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Damar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, just like the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, La'olam yikanes adam bekito v'yetzei bekito. Person should always go in, go home when literally when it's good, meaning talking about the first couple of psukim in Bereishis when the pasuk says Vayar Elokim Esaor Kitov. That's what Rashi says over here. What's Kitov? What's Kitov about the light? So a person should always go in during Kitov and go out during Kitov. What does that mean? You should go home when it gets when it's still light, and you should leave in the morning when it's still light. But again, that's the verb, meaning that's the referring to the verb of or, when the or light, when the sun rises or it becomes light, right? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about is the word or in the Mishnah, the noun, right? Is that going to refer to day or nighttime? And again, just why should a person go in at night or go out at night during the morning? Just because, it's safe and it's easiest, right? Back in the day, they didn't have lights. So it was best to go home when it started getting dark, and best to leave your house in the morning when it was already light, so you wouldn't have any issues. Maysvei, another question. Ucha or boker yizrach shemesh. And like the morning, the sun will rise. It's alma or yamamahu. Apparently you see that or means daytime. So Gemara says, no, miksiv or boker, ucha or boker ksiv. Meaning, v'achikar, this is what it means. Ucha or boker ba'olam hazeh ke'ein zrichas Shemesh Tzadikim Lo'olam Haba. Just like this, meaning it's just like the sun rises in the morning, right? So too, Olam Haba is going to be for Tzadikim in the next world. Okay, so again, that doesn't really indicate anything one way or another. Maybe I ask you another question, right? Meaning try to figure out what it is. Is it morning or is it night? Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom. I wondered why they didn't start with this one, but okay. Kosh Baruch Hu called the light day, alma or yamamahu. That seems pretty clear. That or that refers to day. So afikamar, right? This is what he meant to say. The lameir uba karui Karu Yom. And from when it begins, right, when it begins to start becoming light, meaning, right, at when is that? And that's earlier, that's at nighttime, right? When does it start becoming light? That's what Kosh Baruch Hu called Yom. So the or, right, so that is referring to just before the dawn. So Elameata, well, okay, fine. If that's what it's referring to, L'choshe Karalayla, L'machshechu Ba Karalayla, are you telling me that when... Right, when the end of that pasuk says right to the night to the darkness he called night, so that seems to imply that when it starts becoming dark, that's what's night. V'kai malan, but that's not true halachically. Right, I'd say it's chavim yamamahu. Right, we paskin that for sure. When is it definitely? When does definite night hit? That's only at tzitzuk chavim. So how could you tell me right at the beginning when it starts to get dark? That's much earlier in the day. No, this is what the pasuk means. It doesn't mean that from when it started getting light. Rather, kriya rachmana lenahora ufakde amitzvasa diyamama. Meaning, Kosh Baruch Hu called light to the light, and he said, you know, listen, this, your job is during the day. Ukriya rachmana lechashecha. L'chashucha, ufakde mitzvasa delaila. And again, he called to the dark, and he said that your job is to be during the nighttime. Instead of almost implying that like darkness is actual creation. Okay, that's already a big discussion, whether darkness is the absence of light or is an actual creation. Okay, either way, weiter. Mesve with another, let's figure out, what does or mean? Halu kol kochve or, let all of these stars... of or praise Akash Baruch Hu. Alma or Ortahu. Now we're going the other side. Meaning apparently or is nighttime, right? Stars come out at nighttime. So Achi Kamran. No, the Gemara says no, this is what the pasuk means. Halu kol kol chavim hamirin. It means let all the stars who give light praise Akash Baruch Hu. Elameata kuchav hamirin hu deboy shvuche vesheinamirin lo boy shvuche. Wait, what are you talking about? So then the stars that we can't see, that don't give off light necessarily, they shouldn't praise Akash Baruch Hu. Faksiv alu kol tzavakov. It's kol tzavav. Right? All of the. Well, usually the reason I said tzavakov is because usually Hashem tzavakos is one of the names of Akash Baruch Hu. But here it just means all of Hashem's legions, meaning all of Hashem's creations, should praise Him. Right? All of His stars, not only the ones who give off light. Elaha ka mashmalan. Right? What does that pasuk come to teach you? Doad gochavim nami orhu. That the light of the stars is halachic. Is actual considered light. Who cares? Right? The Mainaf Gamina. Right? Who, what's the difference? It seems very random. So Gemara said, La Noder Min Ha'or. For someone who makes a neder not to benefit from light. Should be the Tanya, I think. Just checking what the. Yeah, the Tanya, as the Bryce says. Ha Noder Min Ha'or. Asr Ba'or and Shalto Chavim. If someone says, I'm not benefiting, makes a neder, I'm not going to take any benefit from light. So that is included. In that nether is the stars. Okay, so still, we're still trying to searching for what or in our Mishnah means. Mesvei Asgu, let's bring another proof. La'or yakum rotzeach yikatel ani ve'evyon uvalay le'yeki ganav. In the or, right, a murderer comes to kill a poor person, someone who is literally means destitute, that's how they translate it, but someone who is at a loss, uvalayla, and at night, right, he's going to be like a thief. Right? What do you contrast? You're contrasting or and Lila. So apparently, or refers to the morning. So Gemara says, "Awesome, Hachi Kamer." No, that Bryce is talking about like this. Meaning the pasuk is quoting a pasuk in. Where is that pasuk? In Iyov. A pasuk in Iyov. So what it means is like this: Ipshit lacham milsa kenahora da'nafashos koi. It's referred to a din, something called. Now that I'm blanking on it, what is it called? Looking at Rashi, trying to figure it out. Baba Machtaris. Someone who digs in, literally means someone who digs into a tunnel and enters somebody's home to steal something. So what's the din in terms of, are you allowed to, you know, take his life? Are you allowed to kill someone who intrudes into your house? So if it's obvious, like the daytime, that he would kill you if you confronted him, so then Rotzeachu, v'nitan latzilim benafsho, then the din is that you're allowed to kill him. Because he's judged to be a potential murderer. He's a rotzeach. V'misavka l'cha milsa kalayla, but if you have a doubt, like nighttime, yihei b'enecha kiganev lo niten l'tzila menavcho. So then you should view him like a thief, And then you should not kill him, meaning a thief is just a plain old thief that just wants to steal something that would not, you know, in turn attack you back. He's not considered a rotzeach, he's not considered a murderer, you're not allowed to necessarily kill him. I'm not sure what the laws are in America, I assume it's different. I'm not even sure, you know, if it doesn't protect the homeowner, maybe, I don't know, if someone could tell me. But the halacha is that if you think that he would kill you, then you're allowed to take him out. But if you know for sure that he would not, for example, I forget if the Gemara brings this example, but if it's, let's say, a father breaking into the son's house, Rachmana Litzlan, so we can assume that the father is not going to kill his own son, so then obviously you shouldn't take his life. But again, if you have any suffix whatsoever, so then you're allowed to open fire. So that's what the Pasuk means. It's not referring to, it's not trying to define morning versus light, nighttime. It's just making an analogy. Okay, Meisvei, another question, another Pasuk. Yichashku kochvei nashru yikav l'or, ve'in lakel yireh ba'afafei shachor. How does that mean? Where is that Pasuk? That Pasuk is also in Iyov, that the stars become darker, meaning they're not going to have any ore, meaning it's all missing, and they're looking for the shachar for the morning. Right, so midgamar yikav l'or v'ayin, or v'ein, right? Alma or yamamahu, right? Meaning they want to see daytime, but it's not there. Meaning talking about how people are suffering. So apparently, or means daytime. So Gemara says no. Hasam milutu dekalayit le Iov lemazle. There, Iov was cursing his own mazel. Amar, he said, Ye rava de litzve hach gavra lenhora velo lishkechai. It may be the will of Kosh Baruch Hu that meaning that Iov should wait and try and find the morning, the light, and not find it. But he wasn't, meaning he wasn't actually, referring to necessarily daytime or nighttime. Okay, Nesri, another question. Va'omar ach choshech yishufeni v'layla or ba'adani. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech was nervous that he would end up right in darkness, right? He wouldn't ever see the light, quote unquote. Right? He said, I only have darkness around me, but the night is or around me, implying that or, right? Alma Yamama, or Yamamahu, apparently or refers to daytime. Skumar says, no, Achikamar, David. This is what David meant to say. Ani amarti ach choshech yishufeni l'olam haba. Right, he was nervous that he would have darkness in olam haba because of his one or two potential sins. But achshav olam haza shudom l'layla or badani. But even now in olam haza, meaning when things turned around for him, but he was nervous about his chait with Batsheva, etc. But after he realized that the tshuva that he did had caused things to turn around for him, even in olam haza. So then he realized that that was not actually going to happen to him. Okay, Meisvei. And now finally we leave the Psukim behind and now we start talking, bringing from Mishnayos. This is a Mishnayos in Psachim that we'll learn in about a week or so. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bokin L'or Arbasar. How long can you do B'dikas Chametz for? So Rabbi Yehuda says you check on the or of the 14th, uvar basar shachars, and in the morning of the 14th, meaning you can, you don't have to do it twice, but you can in the morning of the 14th, uvishasabir, and also when it's time to burn the chametz. Apparently, midikamar Rabbi Yehuda Borkin or arbasar varbasar shachars, right? What does he say? He said you can check at the or of the 14th and the shachars, the morning of the 14th. Alma or tahu. Apparently, the or in this Mishnah refers to nighttime, and says the Gemara, Shma mina. Yes, that's a good proof. Now the Gemara continues and tries to bring more proofs. It's unclear exactly what's going on. Meaning the Gemara is going to go a little weiter. I'm not entirely sure I understand why the Gemara goes further. Right, meaning this is Lamaisa, this is not concrete proof. Meaning it could be that only according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, or means nighttime, but according to others, right, it would not. Meaning so it could be that Rav Huna, again, if you remember the Manda Amars that we had here, right, what Rav Huna says it's Nagi, it's morning, and Rav Yehuda says it's nighttime. Well, okay, great. You just proved that Rav Yehuda holds that it's nighttime. Well, yeah, that's his Shita. So the Gemara keeps on going. I guess I take it back when I say I don't really understand 100%. Meaning that mistama, that's the pshat. Meaning it says yes, in a chinami, you prove that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that or is nighttime, but we still do need to figure out Exactly. You don't refute Rav Huna with Rav Yehuda's opinion, obviously, because that's the person who argues with him. So either way, so we go weiter. And obviously we will end up saying that or means nighttime. Mezve, I'll ask you a question. Again, this is going to be questions on specifically on Rav Huna, who says that it's morning. Meimasai arbasar asur v'siyas malacha. When is it asur to do malacha on Erev Pesach? This is the Mishnah we're going to see in about a month from now. There was a minug that the people would not have, there would be an Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach, right? To make sure that you're doing all the things you need for Pesach, Korban Pesach, etc., etc. So this is talks about when would that start. It wouldn't be all day. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Mishasa Or, from Or time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishasa Nitzachano, from sunrise. Rabbi Elazar said, what are you talking about? From sunrise? Where do you find a day that's partially Isra Malacha and partially not Isra Malacha? Right? You can't do Malacha on Friday night, Yom Tov night, you can't do Malacha. So why would an Isra Malacha start at sunrise? That's ridiculous. Rabbi Yehuda said back to him, so who Atzma Yochiach? From Erev Pesach. And I'll prove to you that Erev Pesach is special. Why? Because Miktsasa Mutar Bechilas Chametz, Miktsasa also Bechilas Chametz. Well, you see this inherent concept, this inherent characteristic to Erev Pesach. Because you can eat Chametz in the morning, and then you can't eat Chametz, fourth, fifth, etc. hours into the day. We'll discuss that. So you see already there's a dual aspect to the day. But Lamaisa, the proof is Mitkamar Rabbi Yehuda Mishasa Neitzachama Al Maor Tkamar Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Or Tahu. Right? What's the contrast in the Mishnah? Sunrise and Or. So apparently Or means nighttime. So Gemara says, Lo, no, my Or Amud Hashachar. No, Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov means that Or that you can the Isra Malacha starts at first light. At when the dawn starts coming up, so Gemara says, "Well, Yachi, Mitkamer LeHeicham Etzinu Yom Shemiksasa Mutar Mesias Malacha Mitzasa Asum Mesias Malacha." So if that's true, then what was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's question, Rabbi Yehuda? Right, he tell me that you can't have a day that's split between Is Malacha and not. Well, you're doing the exact same thing. Right, name it Yehuda Nafshei Ha'ika Laila DeKashari. Right, well, you can ask the question on himself. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amar Hachi. This is what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov meant to say. Bishlam Elididi. This makes sense according to me because Ashkechana de Kapal Girabana Beim Yamam Elalela. We find that Chazal split daytime and nighttime. The Tanya like within the Raisa Gavi Tanya Tzibor. Right. Amasai Ocho Bashosa. Right. When can you eat and drink before a standard fast? That's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion. Right? When do you see a day that is split for a halacha? By a fast. A standard fast starts at daybreak, at Amud HaShachar. So did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I create Gever, okay, till the rooster. Right? El Didcha, but according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, Hecha Ashkachan Yama Gufe de Palge Be'eravanan. But what do? You're splitting the actual day. Meaning the day. Again, this is a discussion in terms of when the day actually starts, but when do you find a scenario, right? We find in halacha that you can split a day by Amud HaShachar, with fasting, when you can eat or not. When do you find a day that is split with the Netzachama, with the sunrise? So Rabbi Elazar, Yehuda said back to him, Hu Atzma Yochiach, again, Erev Pesach, Shemiktsasu Mutar Bachiyos Malacha, Mutsasu Azra Basiyos Malacha. That was exactly his point, that was his response. So Gemara says, Shapar Kamalei Rabbi Yehuda L'Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Yehuda says very well. His logic makes a lot of sense. You already see that Erev Pesach is a day that's split. So why can't you do that? Why can't we say the Isra Malacha starts at sunrise? This is what Rabbi Elazar said to would say back. I said to you, we're talking about a din of Malacha Midrabanan, right? Isra Malacha, right? Obviously, Erev Pesach is not a Yantif, so it's Isra Malacha Midrabanan. And you're coming back with a din d'araisa of chametz. Right, what do you mean? You can't. And the Torah, Kosh Baruch Hu says, this is when it's asr, this is when it's mutter. Right? You can't bring that to me. Kosh Baruch Hu decides whatever he wants. But we don't find that Chazal split the day, that the Chachamim split the day in any such way. Avi'idach and Rabbi Yehuda would say, Shaus Terabanan. What do you mean? Right? The whole concept of not eating after a certain point in time, right, there's a din d'oraisa when you can't eat chametz, and there's a din d'rabanan when you can't eat chametz. That's earlier. So you do see the Chazal, the Chachamim did divide the day into halves. V'idach and Rabbi Elazar would say, harchakahu d'avir rachman and d'araisa. The Gemara says, no, meaning Rabbi Elazar would say, no, that's just a geder. Chazal just wanted to make sure you don't mess up the din d'araisa. But that wasn't an inherently, an enactment, a straight up gzera of chachamim, right? So therefore, you couldn't bring me a proof from a din daraisa to a din derabanan. One more proof. Let's get to the two dots here. Meisve, I'll ask you another question. Meaning, let's try and prove that or again means nighttime. We'll ask a question on the opinion or Rafunda's opinion that it means daytime. In masiyim masuos al chodesh shenir bizman lekadsho. It used to be that back in the day, they used to light big bonfires to tell people outside of Eretz Yisrael, or at least far away from Yerushalayim, about when they declared the new month. Right, again, the new month back in the day was declared by Edom. Edom came and said that I saw the new moon. So then they decided a new month. Right, that's when it was either 29 or 30 days. So they basically then they sent word. Throughout, I guess all the exile, but either way, definitely throughout Eretz Yisrael, until Bavel as well, when that was relevant. So basically, they used to light these huge bonfires. So basically, the Gemara is saying here that they would only use it if the decision was that the 30th day of the month was actually Rosh Chodesh, meaning that the 30th day was no longer the 30th day, and that the first day. It was actually the first day. So that month, i.e., that month had 29 days. So on the 30th day, it was Rosh Chodesh, it was the first day of the next month. They wouldn't do it if they hadn't done it yet already, meaning if the previous month had 30 days, and now obviously the next month is going to start with day one, so they wouldn't light bonfires, there's no need, right? The day would be over, and they would just kind of, the calendar would flip. So that's what the Gemara says, right? They would not light these bonfires, ela al chodesh shenir bizman lekadsho, unless the new moon was seen on time, right? After the 29th day. The emes ha'masiyim masuos, when did they light these bonfires? Lo'or iburo, in the or, after the day, of the next day, meaning the 30th, the yom ha'iburo is the 30th day, which can also be the first day. In this case, it would be the first day of the month. So they would light it to the or of that 30th or first day. So Alma or Ortahus. Apparently, you see, again, when are you lighting bonfires? You're going to light it at nighttime. You're going to light it during the daytime. It's not going to do much. So you see from here that Dafka, that is, it is true. Oh, sorry, one more question even. Again, to get to the two dots. We accept that. We accept that that brisa, that seemingly or means nighttime. Mesevei, one more question to Rabbi Yehuda, because again, what did we do? We supported Rabbi Yehuda from Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So let's ask another question. Haya omed kol halayla umakriv al mizbeach. If the kohen was standing, right, doing avoda the entire night, right, so la ora, in the ora, Tone kiddush adam raglayim. He needs to wash his hands and his feet. Divrei Rebbe, right? When he doesn't have to do it at night. Obviously, this just means he has to wash his hands and feet in the morning. So it says no. Ora shiny. That's different. The word ora is different, and that for sure means daytime. But or, according to Rebbe Yehuda, still can mean nighttime. Okay. Shkoy hakadosh rabosai. We will go weiter in the Heliga Maseches Pesachim. Very exciting. Kind of a weird vibe to be out of Erevin, I'm not going to lie. Learning Pesachim was had to kind of adjust my radar a little bit. But, okay, very exciting. And, hopefully you're as excited as I am. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.